Jerry Bader Show 1020. Merry Christmas to you. Jason, I got about half my shopping done. Made some progress. I wanted to get it all done on Sunday before the game, but I was dealing with a low tire, and it wasn't due to the cold. And I couldn't get any air into it from any of the, you know, the service station. It was too cold. Good thing I remember how to use a hand pump. Ugh, in that cold. Now, I just had to top it off. It was supposed to be at 35. It was all the way down to 20 by the time I put a gauge to it. I don't know what happened to it. It doesn't seem to be losing air. I don't know. It was just weird. It was cold. I don't know what happened. Well, I do know what happened. When I tried using two different ones, it was actually just letting air out. It wasn't getting anything in. That's what happened. So, yeah. It had been a while since I did that on a car tire. But it did work. Yes, I'm about half done. Speaking of being halfway, I'm going to share something with you. And this is an experiment we're going to do on the air. You're not going to call Jason off the air. You're going to call on the air. There is a new collection of teachers' salaries in America. By the way, Jason, speaking of collections, this might be a good one for your collection, if you know what I mean. This is a list of all of the teachers' salaries in America. Wisconsin is not on the top 10. Wisconsin is not on the bottom 10. The lowest paid is $39,000. This is average, all right? Average teacher salary, $39,580. Jason, any guess which state that is? Which state do you think has the lowest average teacher salary? The number is $39,580. Which state, Jason, do you think that is? I know what most people would guess, and... Well, that's all I'm going to say. I know what most people would guess. Which, you said Iowa. Iowa is not in the bottom 10. Surprised you said Iowa. Michigan is not in the bottom 10. I thought you would... I thought there's a specific region. Illinois is not in the top bottom 10. Let me give you a hint. Here's what I thought you would have said, and this is what I think most people would think would be number one, but it's actually number two, is Mississippi with $41,994. Louisiana, shockingly, is not, let me just double check this, is not in the bottom 10. And I thought it would be. South Dakota, which does surprise me. North Dakota has quite a bit higher. Now, they're still in the bottom 10. They're number 9 at 47.3. I'm guessing their number is rising. That's what I'm guessing. Wisconsin is neither in the bottom 10 or the top 10. The highest paid states are New York, Massachusetts, Washington, D.C., which is not a state, Connecticut, California, New Jersey, Alaska, because, well, you have to get people to Alaska, Maryland, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island. The bottom 10 are South Dakota, Mississippi, Oklahoma, North Carolina, West Virginia, New Mexico, Arkansas, Florida, North Dakota, and Kansas. The lowest pay is $39,580. The highest paid is $75,279. That's New York. New York State, but you would guess that New York City pushes that up. Wisconsin's average salary, before I give it to you, Jason, what's your guess? Average teacher's salary for Wisconsin. What do you think it is? You're doing a lot of work on this topic. I understand that. 49, you're a little low. $55,171, the average salary. And again, that is an average. $55,171. Teachers in Wisconsin have been complaining that they have fallen out of the upper echelon in terms of pay. They're about in the middle. I will say this. If you look around, Jason, and you mentioned Iowa. Iowa is the lowest in this region. It is, Minnesota has 56,256. Michigan, 61, bankrupt Michigan. Nearly bankrupt Illinois, 59. Iowa, 51. We're the second lowest in this upper Midwest region. Looks like Indiana is, what, 50? Ohio is 58, it looks like. So I have a question for you. And I'm not going to challenge your answer. We'll see if we start this before the news and do it for a bit after the news. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Wisconsin teachers have complained that they have fallen out of that upper tier. Yeah, you're screening them in, Jason. Are Wisconsin teachers paid too high, too low, or just right? And explain your answer. I would ask you to explain your answer. They are roughly in the upper middle of the pack, because mostly what I see around the country are 40s. So they're in the middle. By the way, California, 69,000. The upper Northwest, Pacific Northwest, Washington, 53, Oregon, 58. Wisconsin is 55,171. It's neither in the top 10 nor the bottom 10. Are teachers paid too high, too low, or is being in that middle of the pack just about where Wisconsin should be? And explain your answer. Or are they still too high? Or are they too low? When you look at other states that have passed them, when you look at other states that don't pay their teachers as much, again, all of this is on average. I'm looking for something here. I am looking there's a, and I'm not going to challenge your answer. Too high, too low, or just about right. The top, if to be in the bottom 10, Kansas is number 10 at 47.4. To be in the top 10, Rhode Island is number 10 at 63.4. We're at 55.1. Robert and Gillett. Robert, go ahead.
Jerry, they're getting paid just right because that's what the going rate for teachers is. Okay, I can say as my profession, I want to be paid $100,000 a year, and everybody would laugh at me. So they're getting paid what they're, because that's what the market will bear. And the other thing about it is they're actually paid quite well, considering the fact. And I know that I have friends who are teachers that are going to give me a bunch of malarkey about it, but they only work 9 months out of the year, and then they go back to school, but that's not working, and they work from about 8 in the morning until about 3 in the afternoon and have prep time during the day and things like that. It's not ditch digging or anything like that. So, yeah, they get paid fairly well, but as far as what their wage is, it's what the market will bear.
Well, I said I wouldn't challenge you, but let me fill in for one of your teacher friends. Well, no, we should make at least as much as the surrounding states pay.
The problem with that is the fact that Illinois is not going to be able to pay. And if they're, if they pay them, $80,000-$90,000 a year, there's only going to be half of the amount of teachers. So if we need the teachers we have, and we have, and we're paying them what we can afford, that's all we can do.
All right, thanks a lot for the call. Jeff, we need your answer really quickly, but I want to get you in. Jeff, go ahead.
For the question you're asking, you're looking at the wrong data. What you need to look at is you need to look at what the students are accomplishing and what the teachers are turning
out.
If you're doing the best job, you really can't pay a teacher enough. But if they're not doing the best job, then you got to look at what the students are doing.
Using your metric, how do you think Wisconsin teachers fare?
I think they're doing pretty well.
You think?
So I think they're right on the money.
Oh, okay. So now two in a row. You think they're making and performance is your measure. You think they're paid just about right?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks a lot for the call. So we've taken two calls, and both think that that number, that average, 55,171, that's just about where Wisconsin teachers should be. What do you think? 406-1360, 888-455-1360 is 1030.
Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.